This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ozzie Guillen.
By the captain of the boat.
Former White Sox manager.
I mean, I don't know how much payment I was.
ESPN Deportes.
I go to watch the All-Star game? Hell no.
Talking the latest around Major League Baseball. Ozzie Guillen.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Ozzie Guillen. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Oh my gosh, I've been waiting to talk to Ozzie since that game ended. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, Ozzie.
Good morning. They changed the plans big time for today.
You know, they showed a graphic right after the game about Joe West and just all the victims, the White Sox issues with him. He threw you out of three games, once you and Burley.
Well, and Burley play was that the only one ever called back against Burley was him. He did a few times, and one was too much. The reason he threw me out that day just because I just went out to ask him a question, and he big lead me big time, like, stay there, and you move you out. And, you know, one thing you do to a manager, when you tell the manager, no, you not come out, obviously you want him to come out. And I did, and it was fun. I love it. So, I pay a lot of money, but I did have fun.
So, Ozzie, yesterday, if you were the manager and a player like Tim Anderson performed a bat flip the way that he did, would you encourage your starting pitcher to throw at him in his next at bat?
Well, you know, it's a stuff in baseball you have to respect. If you was in Kansas City dugout, you don't like it. If you was in the White Sox dugout, you have fun. I'll be honest, I watched the replay like 1,000 times because you guys, you know, they was in the show and they just want to read it. I had to talk about it. Well, if it's a stuff, I don't think it was look right. You know, I know for a fact he wasn't showing the team up. You know for a fact, you know, was against the Kansas City Royals. You know, for a fact, he don't run. This kid, every time he don't run, he acting kind of that way. Some people don't like it. Some people does. If you play with him, you're a White Sox fan, you will love it. But you're not. It's something you have to respect the game. You have to respect the other team you play against. I like the way the manager protects him. I think he did a great job. But meanwhile, everybody know in baseball, you should not do that.
And I had no problem with him doing it, and I knew they were going to throw at him because that's what they do. And I thought it was okay to throw at him, but I couldn't believe it. I still don't understand, why was he thrown out? I know there was a lot of chirping, but why if he was thrown out because of a bat flip, then they should have done it when he flipped the bat. If he was thrown out when he got hit, he didn't charge the mound. I mean, guys talk all the time. I think it's Joe West again kind of insinuating himself into the game, Ozzie, and it drove me nuts.
You're right. I think when, you know, both parties was very professional. They hit it right way super well. Okay, you got to hit him when he come out at bat. He did the right thing. He did it in the right place. He not tried to hurt him. He tried to send a message. And obviously, Anderson went to first base, talked a little bit with Maldonado, went back to first base, all of a sudden the thing heated it up, and I don't see why Joe West threw him out. Because the reason you threw him out is you charge him out. Or in that particular time, you got to throw the pitcher out because he threw it at him. And I don't know exactly why he did, what was the rules, what he not like about it, because bat flips, bench clear, that happened every week, that happened every month. And you got to throw people out of the game because the bat flip. Oh my God, that will be out of baseball players. You're gonna throw people out. You're gonna throw people out because the guy threw it at him on the charging mound, or they're talking about it. That's wrong. I think that's part of the game. I don't think it's right, but that's part of the game. Hit the guy, hit a home run, enjoy yourself. That's, but again, the umpires got to stay away from all that stuff. And he just pointed here like, you're gone. I said, well. And I think Renteria did a tremendous job to say, hey, you know what I mean? Why you throw my guy out of the game when you don't have to? And, you know what I mean? I think everything went out of control a little bit. Everything out of control a lot when the manager went out, you know, meet each other, and they make everybody make his own statement about what happening. But you're right. I don't think Joe West got to do anything with it. Always Joe West. He tried to be part of the game. He tried to be like people pay to see him umpire. And that's not right. That's not right because always he will be seen in every particular place. And I think he was wrong doing that. I don't think he had the reason to throw him out.
He's not the show. Exactly. I agree with that, Ozzie. But do you disagree or agree with this? Baseball's got to change so these unwritten rules aren't followed. So if a guy flips his bat, they don't throw at him. They just try to strike him out. If you want to retaliate, do it by getting him out. The throwing at the guy seems like it's a dated concept, and it's got to change because bat flipping, celebrating, it's accepted in other sports, but for some reason, baseball, it just isn't.
Well, you know, that's the way we grew up. Baseball changed so much since 1920s that, you know, when you have to respect your team. Oh, I agree with that. I think if you hit a home run to win the game, that's different. To win a home run, that's a kind of different scenario, you know, maybe more excitement. But I see players right now, they're down by 30 runs and hit a home run, and they enjoy it like if they tie the game to 10.
Right.
But I think it's, the way baseball changed now, and you try to get those people out, but it's either way because I see guys try people out, they show them up. You know what I mean? We can see in Archer in Pittsburgh. He tried the guy out. He showed him out. Then the kid hit the home run. They throw it behind him. You know what I mean? Well, control yourself. Control yourself. Enjoy the game. Have fun in the game. But you have to control to yourself because you have to respect. You have to respect another team. And I agree with you. I say, okay, get him out. Try to get him out. You don't like it. Try to get him out. But in meanwhile, it's an ethic. I don't know. Rules nobody read or write. You got to go by maybe the old school manager with Kansas City Royals. You know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they come with. Maybe it's a new kid in the block. Maybe nothing happened because they're sitting day in, day out. They enjoy it. They have fun. But I think with the old school guys still are running the game, I think they have to respect the game. And, I agree with that. I agree you have to respect the game. You have to don't show me up. Don't embarrass my ball club. And I think that's why they did it. And I think Kansas City Royals did it right. Did it very, very professional, really behind, and not try to hurt him, just send the message. And I mean, hopefully, you know, they're going to play a lot. I think hopefully it's over with. Both teams know they did wrong, and hopefully they move on, and hopefully nothing happened with that.
Ozzie, I thought the really kind of the goat of the game, if I can say it, was Jose Abreu. I don't understand. It's not his fault, but why would you have him attempt to go from first to home on a double? That was insane to me. And then he had what I think might have been the worst at bat I've ever seen from him with the bases loaded where he had a 3-0 count and
terrible.
Struck out. I don't know how he did that.
Well, that's pressure. Well, you know, I saw the play when Capri sent the guy to home plate. Yeah. I go, wow, it's one out. But, you know what I mean, when you in there, when you in the line, you try to see, you know, always you in third base coach, you got to think of how many outs, who is behind it. They go to walk the next guy. You know, you have to be in the game more than the managing. I think they sent it wrong. Yes, he did. And he got to admit it. He did send it wrong because only one out. He was out by 30 feet.
Yeah.
And what another thing is, Abreu, I think he put a lot of pressure on himself right now. I think the team is not hitting well. He's not hitting well. I think he got to relax a little bit more. Be Abreu, he always be. And that's not easy. Same way with Paul Parker. You know, I feel bad for him because all of a sudden the game's on the line, bases loaded, and he's come to a bat and he's a ground ball double play. That killed me because I feel, you know what I mean, I'm a father. I love my players when I was managing. I'm rooting for the players. when I see everything, when I see that happen, you know, it broke my heart because, you know, I know this kid wanted to do good. And that was that great a bad to him to revenge and to be the hero. And, you know, that's the reason I think they're sitting down. I think that's a great thing for the White Sox to give him a break mentally because we know he can hit. And you know, I mean, and besides that, I think hopefully get regrouped together and back in the Triple A and come back to the White Sox and help them to win some games.
Ozzie, before we let you go, if you were Tim Anderson's manager, would you sit him down and say, okay, you need to tone it down a little bit. You need to play within the confines of and maybe control your emotions, because I think that's part of his swagger. I think that's part of his leadership. That's part of his style that I would embrace, but not everybody would. If you're his manager, how do you handle it?
Well, I talked to I don't think that's part of the manager. Last night, somebody on the airplane, not have to be the manager, somebody in the airplane, his friend, got to come and say, hey, brother, you know what? It's his way. You know what I mean? Try to be friendly with. They try and be friends. Hey, what you did, I don't think is right for us. It's not right for baseball. It's the third or fourth time you did that, and people start talking about it. People don't like it. And the last thing we want you is somebody hit you and you get hurt, or somebody hit you and you turn them out and somebody attack you and you broke your hand, or you get hurt from the fight. It's a lot of way to talk to him about it. And I think somebody besides the manager had to step up and say, you know what, brother? It's a friend. When you talk as a manager to the player, it's like you have to do this. You better cut this. When it comes from somebody else, I think it's better off, and you will understand better. When it comes from one of your teammates, don't do this. Why? Because that. And explaining why. I hopefully understand that. Hopefully tell your teammate, hey, I do whatever I want. And you got to take the risk. If somebody talk to him the right way, say, you know, we better off. You know, you have to celebrate, but just don't get too confident because we want you on the field. We don't want you hurt. That will help him. When it comes from the manager, wow. I will call him, you know, it's a friend. When I talk to people, I say, I'm going to talk to you as a friend or manager. Either way, which one you want? Well, it's a friend. I don't think you do this. It's a manager. I don't want you to do this because you got to hurt our ball club because if they hit you and you get hurt, then we're going to lose the best player we have. Then think about it. No, you know what? Think about it. You want to be the same guy? I don't want you to change at all. No. He got the swagger. He loved the baseball. He played for the fans. That's what I say. Some people, you talk to him. Some people love him and some people hate him. That's part of the game. That's part of the life. That's part of his personality. But hopefully, you know what I mean? Hopefully he cut down a little bit. Just a little bit. Just make sure he don't get hurt in the future.
Ozzie, thanks a ton. We appreciate it
as always.
Thanks,
Ozzie. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.